Kitchen Clock. Beware of my friend Jan's stories. The one about her tour of the famous church and the hysterical child. How the mother had to practically carry the kid out. The girl, 7 or 8, screaming, "I want to see God. I want to see God." See what I mean? It was almost funny until Jan explained it was the day after the school shootings. And to think, I didn't even want to come to dinner. Had a bad cold, longed to be home in bed. But Jan was visiting, my friend who was trying to change her life, who'd quit her job, the dark room of her face lit for weeks with this ridiculous light. Yes, beware of all that hope, not to mention friends who move away, who tell stories and then start crying, which means you have to rub their backs and think about those kids and their families, or imagine the little girl in the church, her face all screwed up, and her mind. What about her mind? Then I drive home, and there are 5 deer sitting on the snow in my backyard. Yes, I know they eat your tulips and your pansies, that there's nothing otherworldly about them. The point is, I'm city, so 5 of anything, and I'm backing up. No antlers means they're female, right? One was chewing something. Otherwise, they were just calmly watching me, their eyes so sweet and dumb. And you know where this is going, of course, how when I get cold and rush inside and the deer all turn toward the window, even though I didn't turn on the light, that it's too late to act as if my kitchen is just a kitchen, and that cheap wall clock ticking too loudly behind me, who'd think that's what I'd be holding on to when I finally let go